Good morning. Welcome to our service of Celtic morning prayer. I have to stop yawning. It's morning and I'm getting rolling here. It looks like a beautiful day after a thunderstorm last night. Today is Thursday, June 11th, 2020, in the year of our Lord, since he was born. And I am grateful for my son who was born 27 years ago almost.
Yep. Oh, coming up to your birthday,
the 19th of June. But today is the 11th of June, so a week from now is your birthday. Justin Greaves, and I am Pastor Kit from Christchurch, Oshawa. And we're recording this on our dining room recording studio. Take over the dining room. And I'm glad that you're with us. I hope that you will indeed pray along with us for many needs in the world and that we would take the time to. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us to pray. I should take a deep breath as we enjoy our time together. Lord, hear my voice when I call to you.
My heart has prompted me to seek you.
I seek you, Lord. Do not hide from me.
Praise your holy name.
God of earth, God of fire, God of the waters of wonder, God of the gusting and blustering air, God of the many languages and peoples found throughout the world, Heavenly Father, you who abide in heaven, have mercy on us. O Christ, crucified and risen,
O Holy Spirit, ruler of creation, visible and invisible,
eagerly I seek you, my soul is athirst for you. Psalm 95, the 90. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would hearken to his voice. Eagerly I seek you. My soul is athirst for you.
First reading is from Isaiah chapter 42, verses 5-8. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See the former things that have come to pass, and new things I now declare, before that they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the end of the earth. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the coastlands and their inhabitants. Let the desert and its towns lift up their voices. The villages that Kedar inhabits, let the inhabitants of Selah sing for joy. Let them shout from the tops of the mountains. Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Psalm 112, this is taken from the Message translation by Eugene Peterson. Psalm 112. Hallelujah! Blessed man, blessed woman, who fear God, who cherish and relish his commandments. Their children robust on the earth, and the homes of the upright, how blessed! Their houses brim with wealth, and a generosity that never dries up. Sunrise breaks through the darkness for good people, God's grace and mercy and justice. The good person is generous and lends lavishly. no shuffling or stumbling around for this one, but a sterling, solid, and lasting reputation. Unfazed by rumor and gossip, heart ready, trusting in God, spirit firm, unperturbed, ever blessed, relaxed among enemies, they lavish gifts on the poor, a generosity that goes on and on and on, an honored life, a beautiful life. Someone wicked takes one look and rages, blusters away, but ends up speechless. There's nothing to the dreams of the wicked. Nothing. Let us pray. God of light, teach us to love each other as you love us, that we may bring peace and joy to the world and rejoice in the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Reading from Matthew chapter 10, verses 7 to 16. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. Take no gold or silver or copper in your belts, no bag for your journey, or two tunics, or sandals, or a staff. For laborers deserve their food. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who in it is worthy, and stay there until you leave. As you enter the house, greet it. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet as you leave the house or town. Truly, I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom or Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. See, I am sending you out like sheep into the midst of wolves, so be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Here on St. Barnabas the Apostle Day, June 11th, we read the reflection by Stephen Reynolds for all the saints. There were 12 apostles and then some others who never belonged to the original companions of Jesus, but who were also called apostles because they were sent forth. What apostle means, sent forth, to proclaim the gospel. St. Paul was one of these others. So was the man we honor today, the apostle named Barnabas. The book of Acts says that he was a Jew born in Cyprus, but he was living in Jerusalem when he joined the company of those who believed in Jesus. His real name was Joseph. The apostles called him Barnabas, or son of encouragement, because he sold a field which belonged to him and laid the proceeds at the apostles' feet. By this act, Barnabas encouraged the rest of the disciples to provide for the good of the whole community. According to the book of Acts, Barnabas was the one who introduced Paul to the 12 apostles. Later on, he moved to Antioch and sent for Paul to help him lead the church in that city. From there, Paul and Barnabas set out on a great missionary journey through the cities of Asia Minor and Greece. The two men had a falling out over Mark, who wanted to abandon the mission. Barnabas returned to Cyprus with Mark, and Paul went his separate way. Paul himself mentioned Barnabas several times in his letters, which suggests that he, not Barnabas, was the senior colleague. Paul also gave a more serious reason for their parting company. It happened at Antioch, where Peter went back on his promise to treat pagan converts as equal with Jewish converts. In the acrimonious debate which followed, Barnabas separated from Paul and sided with Peter. We do not know whether Paul and Barnabas were ever reconciled in this earth. An ancient tradition testifies only that Barnabas spent the rest of his days preaching in Cyprus. However confused the scene of our life appears, however torn we may be, who now do face that scene. It can be faced, and we can go on to be whole. Quote by Muriel Rukeyser. And a poem by Mary Oliver, which I can't remember whether I've read before during our morning prayer time since March 17th, but I'll read it anyway. Might be worth repeating. From New and Selected Poems, Mary Oliver wrote, "At Blackwater Pond, the tossed waters have settled after a night of rain. I dipped my cupped hands. I drink a long time. It tastes like stone, leaves, and fire. It falls cold into my body, waking the bones. I hear them deep inside me whispering, 'Oh, what is that beautiful thing that just happened?'" And our final quote of encouragement from the Psalms again, this beautiful poetry written in Hebrew. I'll read the English translation. "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed his transgressions from us. The angel fetched Peter out of prison, but it was prayer that fetched the angel." May we be encouraged in our prayer, as Barnabas encouraged others. Expression of faith for Celtic morning prayer. Lord, you have always given bread for the coming day, and though I am poor, today I believe. Lord, you have always given strength for the coming day, and though I am weak, today I believe. Lord, you've always given peace for the coming day, and though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you've always kept me safe in trials, and now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you've always marked the road for the coming day, and though it may be hidden, today I believe. Lord, you've always lightened this darkness of mine, and though the night is here, today I believe. Lord, you've always spoken when time was ripe, and though you be silent now, today I believe. In our prayers today, taken from the BAS, page 123, let us pray to God the Holy Spirit, saying, "Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, Creator, and renew the face of the earth.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Come, Holy Spirit, Counselor, and touch our lips, that we may proclaim your word.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Come, Holy Spirit, power from on high, make us agents of peace and ministers of wholeness.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Come, Holy Spirit, breath of God, give life to the dry bones of this exiled age, and make us a living people, holy and free.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
And we add our intercessions and thanksgivings today. Give thanks for the rain, and for those who have had rain recently, we have in Bowmanville. We give thanks for family, for friends, for porch visits and social distance visits, so be able to see people that way, or see people by Zoom or a telephone call or email. Give thanks for measure of safety and health, and we pray for those in particular need, for Hunter, who has some liver challenges. We pray for healing for him and comfort for his family, for those who are undergoing cancer and cancer treatments, especially for Clifford, Biba, Noah, and those who are living with COVID-19 who have been recently diagnosed or who have recently got a negative, and so they are free. We give thanks for that. We pray for those who are in leadership federally, internationally, provincially, municipally, in our own parish, those who provide leadership, those where there is leadership lacking or there are challenges regarding leadership. Pray especially for the migrant workers and for the Reverend Augusto Nunez and for their safety of all those on our farms. We pray for God's Holy Spirit to come as we make preparations today for recording parts of our service, Christ Church at Home, the online worship service coming up this Sunday and for the summer, as churches will not be reopened until at least September, according to the bishop's letter from the 1st of June. So we pray for all those who experience some measure of grief, of separation from their church families, whether they be clergy, people, wardens, and that we would maintain a sense of prayer and collegiality, even if we're not able to physically be in the same place, and acknowledge our grief in our being separated from one another. I invite your prayers, thanksgivings, or intercessions silently or aloud at this time. Come, Holy Spirit, wisdom and truth, strengthen us in the risk of faith.
Come, Holy Spirit, come.
Lord God, the wellspring of life, pour into our hearts the living water of your grace. By your light, we see light. Increase our faith and grant that we may walk in the way of your brightness and your presence wherever we are. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the prayer, the collect for St. Barnabas Day. Merciful God, help us to follow the example of your faithful servant Barnabas the Encourager, who, seeking not his own renown, but the well-being of your church, gave generously of his life and substance for the relief of the poor and the spread of the gospel. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us gather our prayers and praises into one as we pray the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
May the road rise to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. May the rain fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Have a beautiful day. Share some of that beauty with another person in a note or email or a phone call. We're grateful for God's presence in our lives. We'll see you tomorrow.